keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Natalie and Alicia with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, an Ipswich waste operator has been fined $600,000 over an odour described as rotten egg gas that disturbed residents. The Queensland Department of Environment began an investigation after receiving reports on several occasions after an extreme rainfall event in February 2022. After charges were laid, the company pleaded guilty to 7 offences of contravening a conviction of an environmental authority and found that the waste operation failed to take reasonable and practical measures to prevent the odour, and that they also offered other offences, including pumping contaminated water around its site.
A Brisbane man said that he had a miraculous escape from a house fire that left him injured and is warning others about the dangers of lithium batteries. A New Farm man said that he lost everything in a blaze earlier this month and spent almost 3 weeks in the hospital with serious burns to his face, forearms and legs. He said the fire started due to him charging a 46-volt electric scooter that had a 72-volt charging lead, and is warning all residents to be careful when charging e-scooters or any items with large voltages.
In national news, the Victorian government is seeking expression of interest for a long-term lease arrangement for the Mount Brawl and Lake Mountain snow resorts. This comes just after 2 years after the state took back control of the resorts that were opening at the collective loss of $8 million this year. But the deficit has been set to reduce to $6 million a year. Matt Yord has been running Erica Ski Hire since 2010 and says that he has concerns about the future viability of his business because of the amount of misinformation and confusion at the moment.
Black Friday sales are set to be the biggest on record as shoppers prepare to spend billions of bargains. LSKD founder and CEO Jackson Daniels said that he decided to start the sales a week ago and said that the night one is the first hour was crazy. There was a lot of community online and we did break our app because it couldn't handle the traffic. Financial counsellor Shay Robbins said that Black Friday is going to be an easier way to buy Christmas presents because it's so cheaper.
In international news, Zimbabwe Parliament was hit by a power cut and plunged into darkness as Finance Minister Mithil Ntshube was finishing its budget speech. The outage is part of Zimbabwe's ongoing power crisis, with daily 12-hour blackouts driven by a prolonged drought that is crippling energy generation at the Kararan Dam, the country's main power source. When the power went out, opposition MPs shouted that the outage was an amped metaphor for the country's state of affairs.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with an expected showers in the afternoon. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.